Blog Talk Radio.
Give a little bit of your time to me.
Go! Now recognized himself for an opening statement 8 days ago. 8 days ago on July 4th in the Western District of Louisiana, the court found that the federal government suppressed Americans' First Amendment free speech rights. In his conclusion on page 154, the court said this, the judge said this, plaintiffs are likely to succeed on the merits in establishing that the government has used its power to silence the opposition. Opposition to COVID-19 vaccines, opposition to COVID-19 mask and lockdowns, opposition to the lab leak theory of COVID-19, opposition to the validity of the 2020 election, opposition to President Biden's policies, statements that the Hunter Biden laptop was true, and opposition to policies of government in power, all were suppressed. It is quite telling that each example or category of suppressed speech was conservative in nature. Further writes, the United States government seems to have assumed a role similar to an Orwellian history of truth. Specific to the FBI, the court said this, the FBI's failure to alert social media companies that the Biden laptop story was real and not Russian disinformation is particularly troubling. The FBI had the laptop in their possession since December 2019 and had warned social media companies repeatedly to look out for, quote, hack and dump operation by the Russians prior to the 2020 election. Even after Facebook specifically asked whether the laptop story was Russian disinformation, the FBI refused to comment, resulting in social media companies' suppression of this story, and as a result, millions of our fellow citizens did not hear the story prior to the November 3rd, 2020 election. Additionally, the FBI was included in industry meetings, bilateral meetings, received and forwarded alleged misinformation of social media companies, and actually misled companies in regard to the laptop story. When the court says the FBI misled, that's a nice way of saying they lied. They lied, and as a result, important information was kept from we the people days before the most important election we have, election of President of the United States, election of the Commander-in-Chief. In a survey last fall, 4 out of 5 Americans said they believe there's a two-tiered system of justice in America today. They said that because there is. They said that because of what they've witnessed. Think about what Americans have seen. National School Board Association, left-wing political group, writes the White House and asks them to treat parents at school board meetings as terrorists. And the Garland Justice Department does just that. They put together a memo, set up a dedicated line of threat communication, a snitch line on parents. As a result, parents get investigated by our FBI, get a threat tag associated with their name, 25 of them, because whistleblowers came and told us we're investigated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Americans have seen the FBI's Richmond field office put together a memorandum saying pro-life Catholics are extremists. They've seen 20 FBI agents, SWAT members, show up at the home of Mark Houck and arrest him in front of his wife and 7 children, even though he had indicated he'd be happy to turn himself in. And what was he arrested for? Him and his 12-year-old son were praying outside an abortion facility. Some guy starts screaming in his son's face, and he did what frankly any dad would do, defended his child. What's interesting is the National School Board Association apologized for the letter, but the Attorney General refuses to rescind his directive. The FBI did rescind, thank goodness, the Richmond Catholic Memorandum, but they refuse to tell Congress who wrote it and who approved it. And Mr. Houck, when he got his day in court, he was acquitted by a jury of his peers. American speech is censored. Parents are called terrorists. Catholics are called radicals. And I haven't even talked about the spying that took place of a presidential campaign or the raiding of a former president's home. But maybe what's more frightening is what happens if you come forward and tell Congress, you're a whistleblower, come tell the legislature, come tell the Congress what's going on, look out. You will be retaliated against. Ask Garrett O'Boyle, who told Congress about these issues. Took his clearance, they took his pay, they took his kids' clothes. Ask Gary Shapley, 14-year veteran at the IRS, handled some of the biggest international tax fraud cases at the agency. He comes forward, and the Justice Department kicks him off the case. But here's what's truly unbelievable. Here's what's amazing. With all that history, with all that, the Justice Department, the FBI, want the taxpayers they censored, the parents they labeled, the pro-life Catholics they called radical, they want them to pay for a new FBI headquarters. And they want FISA reauthorization of the 702 program in its current form. In the director's opening statement. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. There are 204,000 reasons why Republicans will oppose FISA reauthorization in its current. 204,000 times the FBI improperly searched the 702 database. And unlike the FBI censorship in the court's opinion that was focused on conservatives, the FBI's illegal scrutiny wasn't just limited to conservatives. BLM supporters were illegally scrutinized by the FBI as well. And I hope our Democrat friends will join us in opposing reauthorization of Section 702 the way it's currently done. And I think they will. And I hope they will work with us in the appropriations process to stop the weaponization of the government against the American people and end this double standard that exists now in our justice system. That I yield to the gentleman from New York for an opening statement.
Mr. Chairman, not that long ago, an oversight hearing of the FBI in this committee would have been a relatively bipartisan exercise. My colleagues on both sides of the aisle would have asked legitimate questions about the functioning and mission of the Bureau. Some of the questions may have been tough. Debate may have gotten a little heated when we discussed important topics like privacy and discrimination. But our questioning would have been grounded in advancing and overseeing the FBI's dual missions of enforcing federal laws and countering national security threats on American soil. In short, despite our disagreements, we would have done our duty as members of the Judiciary Committee. Today, unfortunately, House Republicans will fall well short of that mark. For them, this hearing is little more than performance art. It is an elaborate show designed with only two purposes in mind: to protect Donald Trump from the consequences of his actions and to return him to the White House in the next election. Don't take my word for it. Chairman Jordan announced his plan last August, just days after the FBI searched Mar-a-Lago. He told an audience at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, that the investigation into Trump's wrongdoing was designed to, quote, help frame up the 2024 race when I hope and I think President Trump is going to run again, and we need to make sure that he wins. Let me repeat that. We need to make sure that he wins. In pursuit of this goal, Chairman Jordan and committee Republicans have claimed for months that the FBI is corrupt, rotten, politicized, and their favorite word, weaponized, against the American people. Chairman Jordan has launched an array of baseless investigations into the FBI, most premised on absurd conspiracy theories, some so absurd that the chairman cannot possibly believe them to be true. But this is where the extreme MAGA leadership of this Congress has brought us today. Today, House Republicans attack the FBI for having had the audacity to treat Donald Trump like any other citizen. The strategy is simple, really. When in doubt, Chairman Jordan investigates the investigators. The FBI dared to hold Trump accountable, so Republicans must discredit the FBI at all costs. You will hear claims today that the FBI's decision to investigate Donald Trump was somehow unfair. You will hear the Republicans attack the indictment of former President Trump on 37 counts related to his gross mishandling of national security information, including information regarding defense and weapons capabilities of both the United States and foreign countries, abilities of the United States and its allies to military attack, and plans for possible retaliation in response to a foreign attack. The facts are made clear in the indictment. Quote, the unauthorized disclosure of these classified documents would put at risk the national security of the United States, foreign relations, the safety of the United States military, and human sources, and the continued viability of sensitive intelligence collection methods, close quote. Indeed, the indictment goes on to describe how the former president made such unauthorized disclosures, with him boasting about and showing his classified documents to numerous individuals without proper security clearance. You will hear claims today that this indictment against Trump was unfair, maybe even that it was unlawful. You'll hear that the FBI should have just asked Trump a little more nicely, one more time, to hand over the documents. You'll hear that the case was a political investigation from the start, orchestrated by a liberal-loving FBI to ensure Trump would be wrongfully vilified at every turn. These claims, of course, are completely untethered from the evidence. Even if you believe, as Chairman Jordan claims, that President Trump has committed no crime, surely we can agree that it is dangerous and profoundly irresponsible to have taken these documents from the White House and left them unsecured in Mar-a-Lago. Again, don't take just my word for it. Trump's Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, said that the former president's handling of this information put U.S. service members' lives and their national security at risk. And Trump's handpicked Attorney General Bill Barr, with whom I agree very well, when he described the former troubles as, quote, entirely of his own making. He had no right to those documents. The government tried for over a year, quietly and with respect, to get them back, and he jerked them around. When he faced a subpoena, he didn't raise any legal arguments, engaged in a course of deceitful conduct. That was a clear crime, if those allegations are true, close quote. The government could have, at any time for months, simply returned the documents and avoided prosecution.
Mr. Chairman, Director Ray, FBI's mission is to protect the American people and uphold the U.S. Constitution, correct?
Yes.
So we had a couple years ago, it was a hearing, and I actually, looking on all of the concerns that I've seen, was really warrantless surveillance and abuses of Section 702 of FISA. I compare your agency to KGB, and spending 2 years in this committee, reading a lot of reports, now doing a lot of hearings, I'm really shocked that your agency is involved not just unlawful surveillance of American citizens, intimidation of American citizens, censorship of American citizens, potential cover-ups of convenient political figures, and potential setups of inconvenient political figures. And a lot of my colleagues ask a lot of questions, but I think when we look at that, and unfortunately we haven't been doing our job authorizing spending, which was not authorized by our committee already for over a decade, we're going to have this serious conversation and including reauthorization of Section 702. But I want to talk about follow-up on some other issues that you mentioned about that my colleagues I was talking about, and you mentioned that you focus on malign foreign actors. So in Durham report, which describes 2020, he states, and this is a quote, steel subsources could have been compromised by the Russians. FBI never gave appropriate consideration to the possibility that the Steele reports was Russian disinformation. No vetting happened. You have some falsified FISA court application. You have some very shady, you know, confidential human sources that you kept paying for them. Nothing was vetted. Some of your head of counterintelligence division was accused of taking money from Russian oligarchs just recently this year. So you said all was bad. Now we go to 2022. Your agency is involved with SBU, Security Service of Ukraine, you know, to actually provide information to big tech to censor just use of American people. No vetting seems as happening. You know, this is information. Actually, a lot of this information was pro-Russian against Ukraine and pro-Putin. Your agency just passed it along. It seems like nothing happened. And it's interesting for me that, you know, when I raised some issue at the beginning of July and what's happening in Ukraine, I don't have any confidential human sources, just using some common sense and intelligence that something is wrong happening in Ukraine. It seems like there is a lot of infiltration. I was attacked. Oh, my gosh, how can you question? Well, strangely enough, you know, after me raising this question in the middle of July, President Zelensky fired his SBU top guy, opens over 600 investigations, is potential, you know, infiltration by Russians, and then fire a lot of other people for corruption, and anti-corruption prosecutor was suddenly installed. But what is really interesting for me, you know, how could you have these processes, and are you doing actually any investigation to look? Because it seems to me, as I understand, you still have our agencies working with SBU, with, you know, coming from KGB time and FSB time, has a lot of potential to have this infiltration. Are you doing any investigations on this issue?
Doing investigations on...
Yeah, to look at that, why we're doing unvetted information we're taking from SBU, which actually was infiltrated, and give a sense of Americans to our big tech companies. Are you looking into that as an agency?
I'm not sure there's an investigation that is directly on point to what you're saying. I mean, certainly the SBU is an agency that we worked with for a long time.
So did we change the processes now, since we know your guys work with SBU? SBU was infiltrated by Russians, and, you know, big tech was censoring American citizens with this unvetted information that actually was provided by Russians. Do you change any processes? Or is it still happening? You have the same processes that happened. Is it still happening now?
Well, the engagement that we had with SBU was during the...
But I'm talking right now.
Yeah.
Because recently, some of your agents had actually a joint meeting, and they were bragging how they're top corporations with SBU. Did you change processes?
I'm not sure what processes you're talking
about. Bad information.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Again, during the period, beginning of the invasion...
No, I'm talking right now. Yeah. Do you bad information that you get from agencies like SBU? I mean, I don't know if we're trying to, are we being like stupid? I understand. Are we being infiltrated by Russians or corrupt? I don't understand why we're not that information with such a really challenging agency. So are you changing anything of that? I would like to have a briefing or something on this, because if you're not looking at that, I have a huge problem with that.
I'm happy to try to see if we can arrange to get you a better briefing on the subject.
Because this is a serious national security issue. Are you back?
The lady yields back. The gentleman from South Carolina. Oh, unanimous consent. I'm sorry. The lady from Texas is recognized.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Chairman. The lone ranger on this side.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We appreciate you for a moment and all my members. Let me just quickly indicate that I have a document that is a tweet that is wanting to submit into the record. Two of the Republican witnesses were gifted 255,000 checks, 255,000 in checks. Immediately after they testified before this committee, it seems to be quid pro quo. But the fact of the tweet that I'm submitting from Mr. Kyle Serapin says the fact that Mr. Allen has not yet cast a check is not that he did not receive the check. So I submit in the record a tweet from Mr. Serapin who indicated that two gentlemen, Garrett and Marcus, were receiving a check. Of
continuing your attack on whistleblowers without objection. Those are
just a clarification, Mr. Chairman. And then finally, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of Homeland Security, Strategic Intelligence Assessment and Data on Domestic Terrorism, dated October 2022, Appendix A. I mean, the document itself, Appendix A, Appendix B, and the categories of domestic violence extremism.
Without objection.
Your kindness is appreciated. Thank you very much.
The gentleman from South Carolina is recognized.
All of the good times that you say. Are you feeling? You feeling that way too? Or am I just a fool?
When the summer comes, you'll be there. Am I just a fool?
roads waiting. You judge my life. Oh, soft and warm on the summer night. You're the only one, I told you, the only one I love. Lovely woman, I'm missing you.
Ooh, anytime Anytime you want me, journey. Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. Oh, the craziest station podcast in the nation right here, right now. Wow, man. Dumb as we are, the dumber we get, we are some dumb motherfuckers. I mean, dumb. How dumb are we? Well, pretty fucking stupid. We let this shit go on and on and on. We let the little group of cocksuckers that run the show fuck us every time. You're controlled by a little handful of people. Yeah, millions and millions of people are controlled by just a handful of motherfuckers. Yeah, that's right. So they're supposed to work for us, not against us. And my God, you can't fucking do nothing without them saying it's okay. You have to go there for approval to take a country fucking shit if you want to. That's the sad fucking truth about it. And it gets dumber. They are dumber than fucking a bag of fucking hammers. And this is going to show a little bit of fucking that. Here you go. Check this out.
No one can join NATO while a war is going on, where a NATO nation is being attacked, because that guarantees that we're in a war, and we're in a third world war. So that is not about whether or not they should or shouldn't join. It's about when they can join, and they will join NATO. The issue of whether or not this is going to keep Putin from continuing to fight, the answer is Putin's already lost the war.
That was President Biden yesterday claiming that Russia's Vladimir Putin has already lost the war in Ukraine. After all of this death and destruction, Biden also suggesting that Ukraine will join NATO once the war is over. President Biden also authorizing military leaders to deploy 3,000 reserve troops to Europe as part of Operation Atlantic Resolve. Joining me right now is Michigan Congressman John James. He's a member of the House Foreign Affairs, Transportation, and Infrastructure Committees. He is also an Iraq war veteran himself. Congressman, good to see you. Thanks very much for being here this morning. Give us your reaction to what you just heard from our president.
Yeah, a president declaring something doesn't necessarily make it true. It was true when George Bush landed on an aircraft carrier, declared mission accomplished, and we were a global war on terror in Afghanistan for 20 years. And now with Joe Biden going over to Europe and saying that Putin's already lost the war, that's not the case just because he says it's true. He's already botched one war, and he's about to botch this one. Right now, I am gravely concerned about the fact that this administration, due to its terrible policies, are placing America at risk. We have strategic petroleum reserves that are already 30% lower than they were last year. We have reservists being potentially activated after we already have 100,000 American troops already on the continent, and we mobilized 20,000 just last year. I'm very concerned that without a stated mission, with a clear end state, and without the president making a better case to the American people for why it is so important to make sure that growing spheres of communist influence do not permeate into Europe, I fear that he's going to court of the American people and people in my district. We must make sure America is strong, and Joe Biden is making us weaker.
Well, it's very discouraging what's going on. I mean, we're watching this in real time. Even President Trump, when I spoke with him last night, talked about the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan and how that was a trigger for our adversaries. They saw the way we tried to get out of there so fast, leaving soldiers behind, and they saw that as a trigger to ramp up their aggression. And that's exactly what we've seen from Russia as well as from China.
Yeah, under Joe Biden administration, it's open season on America. It's open season on Americans because of that abominable retreat that the world saw in Afghanistan, where on the very last days we lost 13 brave Marines serving their nation. It's open season on America when you see our wide open borders in the south, and being from Michigan, 10th Congressional District, adjacent to a northern border where fentanyl continues to pour in. an open season on America, where our allies continue to not pay their fair share of their defense budget spending, and American taxpayers are expected to carry the load on their own. And now the Biden administration is calling up reservists because 100,000 troops already on the continent, enough to fill the big house in Ann Arbor, is not enough to accomplish this mission. Simply saying you're going to hold Russia accountable and stand by Ukraine is not enough. We need a clearly articulated mission to make sure that we can protect our interests at home and abroad. We must do both, and our homeland defenses cannot be put on the back burner. Defending America first must be our number one priority.
Well, I mean, look, you're talking about policy decisions that were misguided, but there's also the president's really capacity. I mean, the president's overseas trip was filled with some bizarre moments and gaffes. Watch this.
How soon after the war would you like to join NATO?
Here we go.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's it. Thank you so much again.
That's it.
Hearing this answer that no one can guarantee a future, are you worried that the political instability in the U.S. will cause issues in the alliance in the future?
I didn't say we didn't guarantee it. You couldn't guarantee a future. You can't tell me whether you're going to be able to go home tonight. The daughter of Ireland, you can tell us a 40-year slip. I'm thinking of home. The daughter of Iceland.
I mean, this is on the global stage, Congressman. What are our adversaries seeing with all of these gaffes?
Yeah, that's not funny. That's not a gaffe. That's scary. That's what our enemies see. They see our vice president making word salads, Chef Harris going out there and botching even the most simple lines. You see Joe Biden going out on the world stage and barely able to hold himself up, know where he's going. And apparently the British monarch has to escort him in and out of rooms. This is what people see about America. I miss the days when America was feared by their enemies and respected by their allies. We need to have people in office leading this country that Americans can look up to and that our enemies know that they're on notice.
Yeah, I mean, Congressman, I wonder if some of this is one of the reasons that unions are also turning or skeptical of Joe Biden. We know that the United Auto Workers have yet to support Biden's reelection campaign, largely because of his green agenda. He's pushing electric vehicles. I want to get your take on what's going on in Michigan and whether or not he's alienating key unions to the extent that they won't support him in 2024.
Yeah, this wrong-headed push toward an all-EV future with no alternatives and no choice for the American future, it's comply or die with this administration, and they are willing to crush. They're willing to crush the automotive industry. And we have hardworking automotive workers in the number one manufacturing district, the 10th Congressional District in Michigan, and we're not buying it. We're not buying that this administration is willing to outsource our jobs and our future to other countries. We're not buying it that this administration's terrible policies are willing to allow the middle classes in China to be built on the backs of ours. Michigan, my district specifically, is the birthplace of the middle class, and we will protect it. I'm in all of the above energy future. We need to have all choice for the American people. I have a hybrid myself, and like President Trump said, if you want an electric vehicle, get an electric vehicle. But you will not force the American people from Washington, D.C., to do something that they are not ready for, that's too expensive for people who are struggling to make ends meet already, for technology that's not prepared. We need to make sure we give Americans choices, both environmentally sound and economically sound. This administration is totally detached, and they do not care about American auto workers.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because you have to wonder what is being made in China and what is going to be made by unions in America with these electric vehicles, right? I mean, so many of the components for the EVs are made in China. Why does this president constantly kowtow to communist China?
Some have said in my district they believe the president's compromised. Now, I don't know anything about that, but I will tell you that we're depending on an EV supply chain that's dependent on cobalt. And right now, China, where we source most of our cobalt, depends on a lot of slave labor. China owns 15 of the 19 mines, and I actually put forward legislation to make sure that Americans can maintain their energy independence, but also have presence and establish presence in Africa so China doesn't run circles around us. Joe Biden is making us more dependent on China. We need to be more dependent on ourselves.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the president made it slip the other day in a CNN interview that the country is low on ammunition. Why would he tell the world the U.S. is low on ammunition? National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby defended the administration's decision to send cluster rounds to Ukraine. Watch this.
To make sure that we keep the flow going so that their howitzers don't fall silent, so that they can continue to defend themselves as we work, and we are right now, and we think over the next month work to get the production rate up of unitary artillery shells to a level where we can resupply them at a faster pace than we are right now. In coming months, you'll see us be able to go back to unitary, the supply of unitary artillery shells rather than these cluster munitions.
So we got to get our supplies up to send them to Ukraine. Kirby said once we get our munition levels up, we won't need to send clusters. Congressman, your thoughts on all of this weaponry going to Ukraine and the state of our military and munitions today?
Well, telegraphing our past, projecting weakness is what this administration is doing, and it's terrible. It's a threat to the American people. Right now, what they're projecting is 10 to 15 years to backfill what we've already sent. And in this administration, you can't build airplanes to make sure that Selfridge keeps a fighter mission fast enough. And right now they're talking about sending fighter planes and advanced munitions to Ukraine when we don't have enough to protect ourselves in the homeland. What are they thinking? You know, I don't think they are thinking. I don't think they have enough people around Joe Biden who've actually been to war and who actually understand the consequences of their terrible, wrong-headed decisions to deplete America's reserves and our capacity to be able to defend ourselves. Our supply chains are still hurting, and we need to make sure that we get support from my bill that's actually moving forward in a study for how we can make our supply chain stronger. The 10th Congressional District is the number one manufacturing district in the entire nation, and making sure that we focus more on building things here in America, maintaining peace through our economic manufacturing strength, making sure that we're healthy to move forward is what we need to be focused on, not necessarily mortgaging our future for Joe Biden to look good on a world stage.
Yeah, all right. We'll be watching all of that, Congressman. Thanks very much for being here this morning. Good to see
Thanks,
you, John James, this morning in D.C. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
All right. When I'm talking about fucking stupid, now, how fucking stupid could you be? I mean, seriously, we are the fucking laughing stock of the universe. Not just a planet, every other planet around. Them aliens are up there right now flying around their fucking saucers, cracking the fuck at us. You're low on ammunition. We're low on ammunition, okay, so you all know. Okay, remember, you get that note, write that down. Yeah, write that down that America... United States is low on ammunition. So we're kind of vulnerable right now because we're weak and stupid and dumb and we're big pussies. But we'll go fight any other cocksuckers war, especially the ones we got to do to take care of our business. That's what I'm talking about, Ukraine. That's right, Ukraine. That's Biden's piggy bank. Got protected. Got to protect my money laundering system. I don't want that laundromat closed down. Fuck no. Anyway, you know, that's just me saying. Anyway, we're going to get the phone lines going here in a little bit, but I got to let a professional person explain this to you, what the fuck is going on with these stupid fucking people. Like us, me, you, it's our fault. We're dumb fucks. I mean, I'm not trying to put nobody down because you're fucking stupid, maybe, but we are. We're actually literally fucking stupid by design. Oh, yeah, by design. This wasn't self-willing shit, you know what I mean? I wouldn't plan on being fucking stupid, and, you know, it continues on. I keep continuing being fucking stupid and dumb and retarded. But, hey, what am I saying? But I'm going to bring a professional motherfucker. It's going to tell you about people we don't really fucking need anymore, okay? So check this out. Here we go. Right on.
Now, something else a lot of you are aware of. Those of you with illegal cable hookups will be aware of the fact that one of the things I like to do in my shows is complain. You know, it's kind of a motif for me, complaining. And, of course, this weird culture we live in leaves you no shortage of things to complain about. So this next piece of material, like most good ideas, is fairly simple. It's just a list of people who ought to be killed. Starting with these people who read self-help books. Why do so many people need help? Life is not that complicated. You get up, you go to work, you eat three meals, you take one good shit, and you go back to bed. What's the fucking mystery? And the part I really don't understand, if you're looking for self-help, why would you read a book written by somebody else? That's not self-help. That's help. There's no such thing as self-help. You did it yourself. You didn't need help. You did it yourself. Try to pay attention to the language we've all agreed on. And a similar mystery to me, motivation books, motivation seminars. Why would anyone need to be motivated by someone else? I say if you lack motivation, a seminar isn't going to help you. What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club. That'll fucking motivate you. Or else it'll at least get you up and moving around the room. You know, locate your socks, shit like that. Get the day rolling. Motivation is bullshit. If you ask me, this country could use a little less motivation. The people who are motivated are the ones who are causing all the trouble. Stock swindlers, serial killers, child molesters, Christian conservatives. These people are highly motivated. Highly motivated. And anyway, I think motivation is overrated. You show me some lazy prick who's lying around all day watching game shows and stroking his penis, and I'll show you someone's not causing any fucking trouble, okay? Here's another pack of low-grade morons who ought to be locked into portable toilets and set on fire. These people with bumper stickers that say, "We are the proud parents of an honor student at the Franklin School." Well, for the Midvale Academy, or whatever other innocent-sounding name has been assigned to the indoctrination center, where their child has been sent to be stripped of his individuality and turned into an obedient, soul-dead, conformist member of the American consumer culture. Proud parents. What kind of empty people need to validate themselves through the achievements of their children? How would you like that to live with a couple of these misfits? How's that science project coming along, Justin? Fuck you, Dad. You simple-minded prick. Mind your own business and pass the Cheerios. Here's a bumper sticker I'd like to see. We are the proud parents of a child whose self-esteem is sufficient that he doesn't need us promoting his minor scholastic achievements on the back of our car. Or, we are the proud parents of a child who has resisted his teacher's attempts to break his spirit and bend him to the will of his corporate masters. Just be a nice little for change, you know? Here's something realistic. We have a daughter in public school who hasn't been knocked up yet. We have a son in public school who hasn't shot any of his classmates yet. But he does sell drugs to your honor student. Plus, he knocked up your daughter. Then there are the people who aren't too proud of their children. We are the embarrassed parents of a cross-eyed little nitwit who at the age of 10 not only continues to wet the bed, but also shits on the school bus. Something like that on the back of the car might give the child a little more incentive, you know? Get him to try a little harder next semester. There are some more parents who ought to be beaten with heavy clubs and left bleeding in the moonlight. These are the ones who carry their babies around in these backpacks or front packs or slings, whatever these devices are called, that are apparently designed to leave the parents' hands free to sort through high-end merchandise and reach for their platinum credit card. Because it's always these upscale, yuppie-looking, Greenpeace, environmentally conscious assholes who have them on, you know? I say, "Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Natural Fibers." I say, "Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Natural Fibers. It's not camping equipment. It's a baby. Touch the little prick now and then. He'll thank you for it someday." These are the same people who sort their garbage, jog with their dogs, and listen to Steely Dan. You just like to take them out deep into the forest and disembowel them with a wooden cooking spoon. There are some more people who ought to be smashed across the face repeatedly with a piece of heavy mining equipment. These grown men, who refer to their fathers as my daddy. You know? Yeah. See, you hear a lot of this stupid shit in the South. These rebel assholes, you know? My daddy. Well, you know what my daddy used to say? My daddy used to say, blah, 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 blah. Oh, he did. Did he? Well, what fucking enlighten me? My daddy used to say, fuck your daddy. Fuck your daddy. In his wrinkled, rusted, rural, country asshole. Grow up, Billy Joe, Carl, Bob, Danny, Frank. You're not six anymore. More like nine. Here's another unfortunate pack of mutants who ought to be penciled in for a sudden visit from the angel of death. These guys who can't tell you about a phone call they had without giving you this shit. The fucking pinky and the thumb. Like they attended mime college. Studied under Marcel Marceau. So I call her up, you know? And I'm talking to her. And she fucking hangs up on me. So I hang up on her. And she calls me back. I fucking hang up again. I say, hey, Bruno, thanks for the visual aid. But we all understand the concept of the telephone. You hold it in your hand, you talk into it. Excuse me, Bruno, incoming call. Oh, hey, it's for you. Here's another bunch of pus-headed telephone cretins. These self-important techno dicks who walk around with these hands-free telephone headsets and earpieces. Mr. Self-Important doesn't want to be too far from the phone in case Henry Kissinger calls. He's got the Dalai Lama on line two. I say, hey, spaceman. As long as your hands are free, reach over here and fondle my balls, would you please? And answering machines, starting with these people who think it's cute to let their children record the outgoing message. You know? And you can't understand a word of it because the kid's a fucking imbecile.
Hi, my name is Stacy. I'm 5 years old. My mommy and daddy aren't home.
Here's my message, Stacy. I'm coming over to your house with a big knife. And I'm going to kill mommy and daddy. Then I'm going to peel off their skin and make a funny hat. After that, I'm going to take out my huge ding-dong and stick it right in your... These are the same parents who at Christmas time send you pictures of their children. Pictures you didn't ask for, and you don't want it. But it is fun throwing the pictures away, isn't it? I don't even look at a fucking Christmas card. Who's this? Luann is 12 this year. Fuck Luann. I give a shit how old she is. Does she have any tits yet? Send me a picture of Luann's tits. Then I know I'm going to have a happy new year, too. Then, just to compound your holiday pleasure, they enclose a family newsletter. Just what you're hoping for. News about people you can barely fucking remember. We're so proud of Brad, he's been accepted into dental school. Yeah, in the Philippines. After four tries. Fuck Brad and everybody who looks like Brad. Judging from his picture, I think he's jerking off too much. Keep him away from Luann. Here's another bunch of genetic defectives who've been turned loose on answering machines. These guys who cannot resist the urge to put music on their outgoing message. You know, some guy spends $8 at Radio Shack and suddenly he's a fucking record producer. And because he's busy in the basement jacking off his dog, I have to listen to substandard music. And it's always rotten music, you know? It's either new age, that pointless, meandering zombie noise played by pseudo-spiritual lunatics who think wind chimes are a musical instrument, or else it's soft rock, that lame-ass, weak, non-threatening, suburban white boy junk played by bands like Men Without Testicles. Oh, and folks, on these answering machines, do me a favor, would you please? When you record your outgoing message, don't bother telling me you can't come to the phone. I understand that. Apparently, that's why we have these machines. And don't tell me to leave my name and number. Somehow, I figured that out. And if you work in an office, never mind that stuff. I'm away from my desk. If you had to take a shit, say so. You say, hi, this is Mary Louise. I had the Mexican jalapeno bean chili dip. And I washed it down with a gallon of gin. I'll be in and out all day. There are some more people who ought to be strapped into chairs and beaten with hammers. People who wear visors. Let me ask you something. What the fuck is the point in wearing half a hat? Either get a hat or don't. No one's interested in the top of your head. Go back to the store and tell them to give you the rest of the hat. They cheated you. Better still, get yourself one of the little Jewish hats and sew it to your visor. Then you got yourself a full-fledged fucking hat, my friend. Here are some more musical vermin whose mothers we wish had had medical plans that included abortion. These singers who think they're so special, they only need one name. Bono, Sting, Jewel, Tiffany, Prince. What a crock of shit. Get a fucking last name, would you please? I got a nice two-word name for you. Pretentious cocksucker. How do you like that? Bono, Sting. It's not bad enough the music sucks, but with no last name, you can't find out where they live to throw a fucking bomb through their window. Frustrating. There are some more people who deserve an inoperable tumor at the base of their spines. These guys who fly around the world in a fucking balloon. What is this, 1850? Get a fucking airline ticket, will you please? When are the media going to realize no one's interested in some rich trouser stain who's so bored he's got to fly around the balloon all day? I hope the next guy gets hit by lightning. He flies around in little fart circles. And lands in a sewage treatment pond and sinks with the rest of the turds.
Mr. Lighter Than Air.
There is another pack of jack-offs who ought to be strangled in front of their children. People who pay for inexpensive items with a credit card. Now, folks, take my word for this. Raisinets is not a major purchase. Get some fucking cash together. No one should be paying a bank 18% interest on Tic Tacs. And you're holding up the fucking line, too. Some dorky-looking prick with a fanny pack waiting to be approved for a bag of cheese doodles. I need this like I need an infected scrotum. Get some fucking money. Next guy ahead of me online pays for Newsweek with a credit card is getting stabbed in the eyes. And I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. You know, yeah, it's a goofy fucking name, okay? Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd. And this is Blake and Blair and Blaine and Brent. Where are all these goofy fucking boys' names coming from? Taylor, Tyler, Jordan, Flynn. These are not real names.
You want to hear a real name?
Eddie.
Eddie is a real name. Whatever happened to Eddie? He was here a minute ago. Joey and Jackie and Johnny and Phil, Bobby and Tommy and Danny and Bill. What happened? Todd and Cody and Dylan and Cameron and Tucker. Hi, Tucker. I'm Todd.
Hi, Todd. I'm Tucker.
Fuck Tucker. Tucker sucks. And fuck Tucker's friend, Kyle. Yeah. Here's another soft name for a boy, Kyle. Soft names make soft people. I'll bet you anything that 10 times out of 10, Nicky, Vinny, and Tony will beat the shit out of Todd, Kyle, and Tucker. Here are some more people with missing chromosomes who ought to be thrown screaming from a helicopter. Gun enthusiasts, you know? Oh, yeah, I'm a gun enthusiast. Oh, yeah, well, I'm a blowjob enthusiast. You want to see me shoot? Cock this, and I'll discharge a load for you. And I'm not against guns. I'm not one of those mindless Hollywood cocksuckers. I'm not against guns. I'm not against bullets. I'm not even against people shooting each other. Shit, shooting somebody's part of the American dream. I don't care who it is. Parents, teachers, kids, fuck them. Let them get shot. Doesn't bother me. But speaking of mindless Hollywood cocksuckers, before Charlton Heston became president of these dickless lunatics in the NRA, they had a different guy. Had a different guy. He's still one of their major spokesmen. His name is Wayne LaPierre. What kind of a name for a gun nut is Wayne LaPierre? Doesn't this sound a little fruity to you? Hi, I'm Wayne. I'm a gun person. Bang, bang. You know what this prick's name ought to be? Biff Webster. Spud Crowley, a man's name, Chuck Steak. Here are some more men who ought to be strapped to a gurney and castrated with fishing knives. White guys who shave their heads completely bald. You know? They're so ashamed they lost 11 hairs, they're going to try to turn it into some kind of a masculine statement. I say, hey, you goofy-looking, baldy-headed fuck. Looks good on black guys. On you, it's ugly, repulsive, and disgusting. You want to be bald? Do what I did. Wait a while. Yeah. Meantime, there's no excuse for running around looking like a freshly circumcised dick. And just to wind up this little group of complaints, finally, this is a group of social criminals. These people in the space program, nassholes, I call them. In case you haven't heard, the latest disaster for the rest of the universe is that the United States is going to go to Mars. Okay? Oh, yeah. We're going to go to Mars. And then, of course, we're going to colonize deep space with our microwave hot dogs and plastic vomit, fake dog shit and cinnamon dental floss and lemon-scented toilet paper and sneakers with lights in the heels. And all these other impressive things we do down here. But let me ask you this. What are we telling the Galactic Council of Ministers the first time one of our teenage mothers or newborn baby into a dumpster? How are we going to explain that to the space people? How are we going to let them know that our ambassador was only late for the meeting because his breakfast was cold and he had to spend half an hour punching his wife around the kitchen? And what are they going to think when they find out it's just a local custom that over 80 million women in the third world have had their clitorises forcibly removed in order to reduce their sexual pleasure so they won't cheat on their husbands? Can you just sense how eager the rest of the universe is for us to show? Yeah.
All right, George Carlin, you... All right, everybody. Yeah, that was pretty funny. I know some of you have different beliefs of what he's saying or what he is, so that's cool. But, yeah, I still think he's... I don't know. this is the, you know, it's just a small sample of reality. You know, I mean, the people we know. We don't look at the earlier clips I was playing with Biden fucking up and being stupid. That's what I mean. That's the whole point of the show is about. How could this be happening? You know, dumb. I mean, just dumb. Fucking completely fucking senseless. Dumb. Wow. And we get to live to see it. Wow. Anyway, I'm going to kick open up the lines, get the victim started, man. It's Friday night. It's time to party. Let's get on with this badass show and see what's happening with the world. So what's hanging? Gun and Mikey?
What aims? What the hell, geez? What crazy man? Where's this crazy people? I want to see all these crazy people. Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking at them right now. Holy shit. Where'd they all come from? How did we get so crazy? Besides
crazy.
Ron, we know Ron.
Well, that's it. Well, fuck. That's what dumb is, man. Dumb came and fucking took over. We the people. Oh.
It didn't take us over. Hell, it didn't take us over. Hell, they bent us up. The dumb bent us over and butt sucked us for the past 50 fucking years.
They made us dumb, and you know, that's like looking at when a person goes to court. You're a dumb motherfucker. You don't know how dumb you are.
Yep.
You don't even know it.
Yep.
You know, ain't that a bitch? So just you know,
it's a bitch.
It's a bitch. It is.
A bitch.
So. But, you know, a lot of people, oh, no, I know what the fuck I'm doing. You know, I'm a hire a lawyer. What?
Yeah.
Well, why not? Why the fuck? I can't understand shit anyway. All they are is a fucking translator for you. You know?
Well, they want money and they fuck you anyway, so you're going to get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
So.
they trick you into giving them money. Then do it. They do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are these people are like cops, law enforcement. There are some probably good lawyers out there, attorneys. I'm not saying that they're all rotten to the core. Just like cops, you know, law enforcement.
I'm sure it's up in the 80s. I'm sure it's up in the 80s. Yeah. Fuck yeah, free ride, take money and fuck people over, con them out of money. Why the fuck
you know,
not,
cops
bro?
Cops are the same way. You got bad ones out there, and you got good ones out there. I mean, if most of the cops are out there,
but your dirty cops are out there hustling on the side. That's what the fuck they're doing. But you
they're revenueing. They're making money from the county or the city.
Right.
I know, yeah.
Right, and they don't get much of nothing out of it. You know, they don't get shit. They put their life on the fucking line. And they'll get dick for it. They think they're helping, doing something.
Yeah, it's like that guy that took that case against you years back, you know, that ambulance chaser that you went after or whatever.
I'm not done with him yet. I'm not even with that guy yet. I'm not even dumb.
You're not numb or dumb? Yum or dumb?
Yeah. I still got a golden brick.
Yeah, well, here's something that you're not going to fucking believe. You're not going to see this every fucking day. You might see it once in a lifetime. I'm fixing to put in a link. You know what a Chinook helicopter is, right? You know the thing that the big helicopter got the two props and everything? They showed one that was coming down to get a bunch in a bag for water for they were using it for firefighting, okay?
Right.
Somewhere up, you know, where the fires are. And there was somebody else there that was videotaping. They got all this on videotape. You ain't going to believe this until you see the goddamn video. You know what an iPad is? You know, your little iPad that you watch porn and all kinds of shit on, okay? They had an iPad that was sticking on the instrument panel, right? Somehow or another, it came loose, and it fell down where the rotor controls are, or the rudder controls, down there in that little area where the foot, you know, where you put your foot at, you could control the rotors, or the rudders, okay?
It
crashed that motherfucker. It crashed it. Killed both pilots, pilot and co-pilot.
Oh, fuck.
No shit.
Damn.
watch this. I mean, it shows the fucking thing going down. It was coming down. Pick up the water out of the thing, and that fucking iPad shook loose, I guess, and it went down there, and it jammed, and neither one of them could reach that motherfucker. And it crashed right in the... And killed both of them.
Ain't that a bitch? Better hell.
Man, what is the odds of that happening? They retrieved the iPad. They say in the crack in it, and where they was trying to stomp on the rudder control, and wouldn't budge because it was jammed down there in that little box where those cables go down. That's crazy. How many times have you ever heard of that? You're a fireman. Have you ever heard of any of that happening like that? Wow. Sheesh. I mean, there was nothing they could do with it. They're strapped in. They got their helmet on. They can't reach down to that thing to pull it out. It killed both of them on impact. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
luck, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, odds are that usually if that situation is there, usually that iPad is fastened to the point where it's going to stay, and it's not going to go away, right?
I mean, at least they landed in water, you know. They still landed in water.
Well, I think the impact got them. Because, you know, they was coming down, and they were slowing. Of course, you use the rudders to slow it down and everything as you're coming down. And they couldn't control it. They couldn't slow the descent. And wham, right into the fucking water.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's sad.
Something that simple
mm-hmm.
brings down one of them big-ass helicopters. That's amazing. That's amazing. In the mechanical world.
Freak accidents happen, gunslinger. That's the thing they do have.
Freak accidents. They do happen, yeah.
I mean, like our political world, the world we live in, you know, it's a freak accident, ain't it? Ain't Biden
it is a
fucking
freak
accident, you know? I mean,
yeah,
I don't know why they're trying to prosecute these guys. I don't know why they're trying to do it. What are they talking about? Hunter's a good kid. You know, he had a few mistakes when he's younger, but he's matured. He's like 51, 52 years old now. He's got it together, you know. That Coke in the White House wasn't his. It was a friend of his left there.
Speaking of the candy that they found, you know, that's a Coke, it's a rich man candy, okay? They closed the investigation. I read that earlier today. They closed the investigation.
Right.
They couldn't find anything. They couldn't find no evidence. But yet they have these motherfuckers from January 6th locked up now for, 2 years? With no evidence?
Yeah.
And they're still locked in?
But here's the deal, though. They're talking about what was in the bag, the dime bag, whatever it is, that this stuff was in. And the fact that the Secret Service has the ability to pull latent prints off of just about anything, because they've done it before. I mean, hell, they pull latent prints off of money, right? So
gun.
And why is this thing being closed? You know they've got prints, and they know who the bag belonged to, right? You know that, right?
Well,
all right.
Look, they got, you know, I've always said this, they've had this for 30 years. Out in Vegas at those casinos, they got fucking cameras that are so sophisticated they can read the serial number off a $100 bill. And you said that. Okay? That's how sophisticated these cameras are. And yet they don't know who this bag belongs to. Oh, well, you know, sure. Lying bastards. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
There's either one of two people it could be, and one of them's son of Biden, and the other one's Joe. Because look at some of these press conferences and tell me that he's not on cocaine.
Well, he's on something. There ain't no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. Illegal drugs or legal drugs, or, you know.
Yeah, he's feeling no pain. He's not feeling no pain. That's good.
He ain't feeling no pain, so that's why they keep bracing him up, you know. Just like Hitler, remember how they was bracing that bitch up? That bitch was ready to fucking fall in the grave, and they was shooting her up with something. This idiot the same way. Same way. You know, you can tell it. Look at his face.
Isn't he wonderful?
Well, hey, Laurie threw up his name, Laurie. I'm high. I'm on marijuana.
They found marijuana, too. I read that today.
What? Really?
They found marijuana, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Makes you proud to be American.
Yeah, it is. I'm happy for it. Fuck yeah. I hope that cocaine was some good Peruvian flake, man. I hope it was some really good shit, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, she wants me to play this clip. So we're going to check this out just for the fun of it. All right? So hang tight, maybe. All right. Get my shit together. I'm having an S moment.
'80s weren't perfect, but I'll tell you what they didn't have. There were no safe spaces. There were no trigger warnings. And there were no fucking peanut allergies. Why? Because for thousands of years, the only people who could have children were ones who could hunt for food, build shelter, and fight saber-toothed tigers. Now, there are people having kids who can't eat wheat. Oh, but Christina, it's an allergy. You don't know. Well, I do know. I'm a guy that's scared of toast. And I work on my perfectionism. That's a huge problem with me. You know, because I compare myself to those perfect moms. Oh, you know those bitches? Those perfect moms. Oh, they have 4 kids and somehow they're a size 0. What does she say? Oh, I do intermittent fasting. Like, yeah, so does half the world. It's called starvation, bitch. The worst is when she's like, my husband is my best friend. Gross. These are the same people that mouth kiss their moms and dads. I know it. No, your husband is not your best friend. Your best friend is the person you talk shit about your husband to. And I like the South. They're very nice. They're very cool. But everything moves at a glacial pace. They have zero sense of urgency. And then I realized, I was like, well, what am I hurrying to? There's nothing to do. What am I hurrying to get Chick-fil-A before it closes on Sunday? You guys know why Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday, right? Because, well, that's the day they grind up all the gay people to make the batter for the biscuits. They're so good! And they take homosexual semen, and that's what that orange sauce. Delicious.
Okay. All right. That is too funny. That was a good one. Laurie Ann. I might remember that you're from down south. You call her Laurie Ann. Yeah. It's like Becky Ann, Susie Ann. Ann's always a, you know, that middle one. Quite often, really. But anyway, yeah.
Yep.
That was funny. Yep, yep. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, man. I love comedy. I don't care. You got to have something to laugh about. Because shit ain't, there ain't nothing not to laugh at. With the bullshit politics world we live in, what we're watching going on. You know, I don't know why we do it. I really don't. Why do we keep watching these stupid motherfuckers? It's always the same. They know everything you fucking do. This show, they know everything. Every fucking buddy, they know each and every one of us. Know who we are, what we look like, every motherfucking thing they know. Anything what we're bringing up. You know, I'm the main fucking head pin of this bullshit. It's my show. But, I mean, you know, I'm the one that's going to take the biggest risk of everybody. I'm going down for anybody else. Just for what you're saying. You know? I mean, you don't have that right anymore. Like, you just can't. Free speech is dead and fucking gone. You can claim it all you want, but it ain't our fucking way of doing shit. That's the way they fucking do it.
Well.
Freedom.
Freedom. Yeah, freedom. We're free.
Freedom.
Freedom. Well, let me ask a question. Freedom of what?
Yeah.
You're free, but in what way? What ways am I actually free? I can take a shit and piss. Wow, I didn't know they regulated nature.
You can fart. You know. You're free to fart, maybe.
Well, I don't know. I don't know when they're going to put a rule against that.
Yeah, really, see?
You got to get a permit to take a piss. Pissing is now a privilege.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you have no fucking rights. You get what you get.
But you got to tell you, remember, you have to ask the master if you can take
right.
a piss.
Exactly.
So you have to ask that master. You got to ask that
master.
Because
you became completely so fucking dumb that that's the only thing you know how to do. It's like, you don't know any other way of doing shit except have to ask permission. And that's how we live today. That's how we live today.
It's just like, you know, having to ask Master, may I carry a gun? But I've always said, you got to ask permission. You know, that permission slip. You remember when you was in school and you had to go take a piss or shit? You had to get a permission slip?
Yeah, that's
What's
true.
The difference
right.
between that and a license?
Right, yeah.
Oh, by the way, big feet, I carry a gun. Me and a buddy of mine went over to our favorite restaurant, Golden Corral, a couple of days ago. And this black dude was out there. All of a sudden, this black dude started yelling. Like he's fixed to fight somebody. Man, I turned my head around. My hand went for my gun. Okay. That's a big old motherfucker. It would have made five of me. You know?
Right.
He was yelling at something. Boy, he was yelling and cussing, and everybody was looking like, what the fuck? Well, guess what? I had my hand on my gun.
Oh, yeah.
So you
fuck
see,
yeah.
This shit's happening every day. It's happening every fucking day. Stupid people. There you go. One, just another example.
Yep.
Another example.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Laurie's saying in the chat about Willie Nelson and Snoop Dogg smoking weed at a White House. I believe it. I do believe that. There's been weed smoked in that motherfucker, you know? It's no big deal. You know, who knows? It's fucking crazy. Clinton had a custom-made presidential bong. It's true. Look at it. No shit. I'll have to see that. I wouldn't doubt it. He's a pot smoker, too. Bill's a weed smoker.
Oh,
fuck, he's from Arkansas. Fuck, he smoked weed. Fuck. You know it's goddamn weed's grown in Arkansas? Really. And now shit became legal. But they're not recreational legal. Ain't that funny what they do, but goddamn, they're going to have fucking monster factories growing pot. I mean, bigger than chicken houses. Uh-huh.
Is that chicken pot? Chicken pot?
Right.
What it is? Chicken
right.
pot?
Chicken pot. Hot chicken. Why not?
Hot
fuck
chicken.
Yeah, get chickens high. Feed the chickens it too, man. Make them fucking get faster three times, 100 times more faster. Fucking chicken fully developed within a week because it's so stoned out of its mind. It eats so fucking much, you know? But, yeah, I don't know. Fuck, man. But that's it. I mean, Missouri's recreation is legal now, too, you know. So, you know, matter of fact, I was just in a dispensary the other day. Went and bought a little bit of something. Grandpa's Stash, I think it's called. I don't know what it's called, Grandpa's Stash. That's funny. That's funny as hell. So,
You know, what the hell? But yeah, like I said, it's cheaper to fucking sell weed to people than it is to fucking lock them up, Bart. You know, that's that's true. I mean, it costs a lot more to raise a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And a fucking sell my bag. I'd rather sell a motherfucker bag of weed, go away from me. Leave me the fuck alone. If I ain't got a fucking deal with you, that's less, you know, that's on me. I make more money. Like taxes. Taxes is free money for these motherfuckers. But look, these states have lotteries and all these other little fucking games going on, but you can't do it, but they can. Even though it's illegal to do, you know, gambling, but you go to a gas station, they got fucking, you know, digital fucking one-armed bandits, you know what I mean? Slot machines. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what the fuck? You know, in lotteries, you know, like this, you know, what, the Powerball's up to 700-something million again now? You know, so, what the fuck? But yeah, that's them. They're in for the money. Fuck yeah. They raise your taxes and they fuck you, whatever way they fucking can fuck you. I mean, you're fucked multiple times. Seriously, fucked. So that makes us really dumb anyway. They're worth tax to fucking death. You know?
Tax
I don't mean
to
that.
Death.
Right. Yeah. That's it. That's fucking lootly. Crazy, isn't it?
It's insane.
And what do you get? You don't get nothing. You don't get shit. You know?
You don't get
these motherfuckers. No.
What do you get? Oh, you do get something. You get a fucking, you get a headache, and then you probably spend time in jail. Yeah, so you do get something. It's not what you want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's what they want.
You
know, for the greater
want,
good.
Yeah.
Right.
For the greater good. Yeah, for the greater good.
For the greater good. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We're say, okay, wait, hold up. You guys are saying that people smoke from the Bible, smoked weed? I don't know. I couldn't say. I know weed came in this country from China. Again, there we go. It all started it. Fucking, that's where it came from, China. That's where marijuana came from. You know?
Came from China. I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, China. So, yeah. And I think Jesus was a weed smoker. He looks like a dealer I knew in high school. He does. He used to hang out at the park, man, sell nickel bags and shit.
Maybe that's why he was high when he parted the waters. Oh, look what I can do.
That wasn't Jesus. He didn't do that. That was Moses.
Oh, Moses. Okay. Well, he got his bag of weed from Jesus. Then.
Moses is probably the motherfucker in the Bible. You know that, don't you? The Ten Commandments, the Ark. So, yeah. The Ten Commandments, you know, the Ark.
I mean, look, if you believe in creation, right? I won't say the theory of creation, but if you believe in creation, God created everything, right? So the trees, the plants, including wheat, including marijuana, God created it. You know, if you believe that way. So, yeah. I mean, you know, if God created it, then it's been around longer than just China. You know, it's been around longer. It's probably been around since the creation of the world, you know?
Well, yeah, I can say so, but it didn't grow over here in the United States yet. It was only over in China where it was growing at the time. Maybe the origin of the plant, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, you know, whatever, but anyway, somebody brought a seed over here, and there you go. Now you get all these motherfuckers laboratory and fucking pot seeds, you know, the different flavors and tastes and growth and
mm-hmm.
like fuck with plants, I believe, hybrid, no, out of them. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they know how much THC is in a fucking plant. You know, that's fucking crazy, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, here's if you look that up real fast, which I was curious too. I put in there, where did weed originate from? Cannabis was attested to around 12,000 years ago near the Atoll Mountains in Central Asia. And since then, cannabis seeds have accompanied the migration of nomadic people. So that's near China, like that, you know.
Yeah, right.
Asia,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Asia, yeah. Right.
Whatever part, yeah, you can say that. So.
Wow.
What happened about 12,000 years ago was they just come away from the flood, and these people, you know, knowing his sons had split off and went all around, and one of his sons and his wife ended up going to Southeast Asia. You know, to Asia, you know, and ended up settling somewhere around China. So,
yeah, but the thing was, you got to remember what this shit was used for. It wasn't just used to get high, you know what I mean? A lot of people understand marijuana was used for a lot of fucking reasons. Rope, sails,
medical,
paper, clothing, medical, all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Until today. It used to, you know what, B-Y's in there, it grows wild, yeah. There's a place out in Kansas City, Missouri, and where shit grows wild all over the fucking place. It's just fucking ditch weed, they call it. Because at some point in time, there was a big weed factory there that processed and made rope and shit with the plants. Fertilizer with the leaves and all kinds of fucking shit they made. But it was it actually got shut down during when Onsinger became the fucking dick of fucking the drugs. They classified marijuana class a fucking narcotic or what? No, Nixon did that, but they made it illegal back in the, what was it, 30s, 40s. They were fucking attacking it. They were driving people crazy and, you know, like the Reaper Madness and all that shit. But the thing was, they grew it all over the place. The problem was, it was lobbied by the fucking Hearst family, the big Hearst family, the big newspaper, the logging companies, all that shit, because it was hurting their business. Because weed could produce twice the amount, in one fucking season. Trees, trees take forever. Fucking weed grows twice. You can harvest weed twice a year. You know what I mean? So that's what it was. So anyway, once that plant closed down, the shit just kept growing. You know, just keeps growing.
Yeah,
wild pot fields. Yeah. So I mean, they probably eradicated most of it. I don't know if there's anything still grows there, but what the fuck? It's a weed. It's a fucking weed. It grows, it blooms, have seeds. Fuck, they go on the ground, they fucking start all over again. You know, it's a constant self-fucking-feeding system. Grass does that, you know, so.
You know, there's a reason why back when the sailing boats were, you know, basically war crafts, that they made the fucking ropes out of it, right?
Right.
For those sails. Correct me if I'm wrong, didn't they also make the sails out of it?
Yeah.
At one point?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You know, like canvas tarps and all that shit. I think canvas got its name. Cannabis. That's where it got its name from, man. Yeah, sure.
Didn't they have those big ass sails on them big sailing ships back then?
Oh, those big ships. Yes, they sure did. Yep.
Cannabis.
Shit's more stronger than nylon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more stronger than fucking
nylon. But the question is, why ain't they using it today?
They do use it today. They still use it. Yeah, overseas, they fucking still, you know, where weed's legal in other countries, they still grow it for production. You can buy good clothes.
I mean,
you can buy weed clothes all day long, you know that? They're expensive, but you can buy them.
Can you sniff yourself and get high?
I don't know about that. I don't think so. But, I mean, you know. But you buy, like, stews and shit made out of them. They're talking about building houses out of it. All kinds of fucking shit, man. Yeah, I mean, look it up. Look up the shit they make with marijuana. Just a plant. Look at all the fucking, just look up how many fucking applications one little fucking plant can provide. You know, people smoke it that are in pain. You know, it helps people that are in fucking pain, you know. I mean, some people have pain too extreme where it can't, but, you know, A lot of people do it, you know. I mean, that's why I do it more or less anymore. I smoke a little weed to kill the pain, you know. And it works for a while, you know. It's all, you know, always quits working. Because they sure ain't going to give you no fucking answer to fix the problem. That's the least you're going to fucking do. They want you to suffer. The more you suffer, the more they make.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things that could probably correct in our health, you know, but no. Why
take their drugs, which have side effects upon side effects upon side effects, and the list keeps on growing, when you could use this stuff for medical reasons and not have the side effects?
Right.
Hell, it might cure you, whatever you got.
Because it's natural. But there ain't no money. The money part.
No money.
There is money. There's still money, but not much money. That's the thing. You know,
but
if they had to process and grow it and shit.
Yeah,
right.
They're out of it.
Right. I'm sure big farmers invested in a lot of it. They have to be. They got to be invested in, you know. Wouldn't you think?
I don't know. Think about it. If you got a little place that's going to be growing marijuana for medical uses or whatever, and then Big Pharma looks at it and says, oh, my God, this has no effect. You don't get really hooked on it. In fact, it may be good for you. And look, it's cured a couple of things. When our drugs, speaking of Big Pharma, it gives you the shits, the itch, and the fucking gits, and it probably kills you.
Yeah, right. But it's never that. It's a natural thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a natural. You can grow. I can grow it myself legally, by the state of Missouri, but not the federal government. Of course not. No, no. It's still this category one narcotic.
Yeah,
500 different so-called Bibles. There's 500 Bibles in the fucking English tongue language alone. Wow. Fuck. Which one would you believe?
Yeah.
You know, you read all the motherfuckers. Which one can you believe? What? You know, that'd be fucking nuts.
You know, it's just like down here in Texas. I don't know whether it's that way in Missouri or any other state, but down here, the state parks. If the state park is owned by the state, you can legally carry a gun in state parks.
Right.
But if it's federal controlled, no, you can't.
Right.
We own these parks, whether they're federal or whether they're state. The people own these fucking parks.
Right. But you got to bring a federal and a state book with you wherever you go to take a look to make sure you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me look up in my federal book, because let me look at my state book here.
See, we're going to federal forest right now. Let me see what I can and can't do. That motherfucker. Yeah.
See, when we went down here to
and I can
South
in
Texas
this other
down
one.
Here.
Yeah.
Give me this. Yeah, it's like when we went down here to the dinosaur place down here about 60 miles from me for the big place. It's a state park. I had to call them to see if I was legal to carry my gun in there. Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. As long as it's under state control. State of Texas, yeah, sure. The federal, nope. They'll throw you in jail.
Nope.
And then give you a federal fence. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
For the same fucking land. That's insane.
Well, it's like these goddamn toll roads and up in New York Oklahoma and shit. Them are a part of another fucking scam. Some of these roads ain't even owned by the state. They're privately owned. What the fuck kind of bullshit is that? But I'm paying taxes for roads? Is this place, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But yeah, they're getting the benefit, these private companies. These private companies are getting the benefit off that toll road, and you're paying taxes for the roads to be fucking maintained and built.
Right.
So who's getting fucked here?
Right,
who's getting fucked?
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
So...
Oh, it's a hell of a system. If I was going to think of a system that would fuck people and fuck them good, this is a system that I would choose. This is a system I would choose. But it has been doing a good job to fucking the people for decades now. Decades.
Right.
Probably the past 100-something years, I imagine. The same system has only grown bigger and bigger. Get more fuckity, 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 and fuck you out of more money. Tell me I'm wrong.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's crazy. And how has it happened? Why hasn't somebody put their goddamn foot down and say, enough is enough. Go fuck yourself. Dumb people.
Apparently,
cheap.
Apparently, they did a good job of lulling people to sleep. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, people don't care. Yeah, they're fucking, we're asleep. We don't care. As long as the country runs, whatever. We don't care, you know.
People have been so indoctrinated. And it starts at kindergarten. I would say that's where it starts at. Okay, that's where the indoctrination comes in. Then you go to the public school system, and you get even more indoctrinated. And then all the cops and everything, you know, they strut their goddamn power around all the time. So even more indoctrination. You know, and it goes on and on and on and on, on and on and on. You know, I've came up with an idea that, in fact, I'm even doing it. You know, that if you could get a badge that says concealed handgun license, okay? I don't know if you know it, but in Texas you can get a badge, and it's a gold badge. Looks just like a fucking cop's badge, okay?
Right.
I wear that motherfucker, okay? One reason... Mm-hmm. is in case I encounter a criminal that wants to do me harm, and I have this badge hanging around my neck, what is the first thing that's going to go through a criminal's mind when they see that badge? Even if you can't even read the whatever's on it, all you see is that gold badge. What's the first thing that's going to pop in your mind if you're a criminal? Oh, my God, he's a cop. I'm going to run the other way. See? And it works.
Yeah.
It works. As long as you don't say, I'm law enforcement or impersonate a police officer, it's perfectly legal. I looked it up.
Right.
Sure enough.
Right.
As long as you don't say that you're a cop.
Sorry about that.
As long as you don't impersonate or anything, there's nothing to do about it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
If the guy asks you, are you a cop?
Nope.
Don't answer them.
Authority figure. Yeah, right. Don't answer. Right. But anyway, like you're saying, Gunn, they see the authority fucking thing that fucking freaks them out. You know, scares them.
I'm even fixing to order me a baseball cap that says sheriff across it. Well, I'm not claiming I'm a sheriff. I support constitutional sheriffs, yes, but I'm not a sheriff.
Right.
But when somebody sees it, oh, my God, law enforcement.
Right.
I guarantee
exactly.
You.
That's good. Exactly. Oh yeah. Fuck yeah. They will.
Yeah.
The whole point of what they're going to do, they want the cops around when it happened. When you do the deed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't want to see the cops around. Fuck no.
Every time I go over to the restaurant, I have it hanging around my neck, and everybody looks like, oh my God, the police is here. I even had one guy say, hey, the police is here. Didn't even read it. Did not even read it. But automatically assumes, boom, through indoctrination over the decades.
Yeah.
Which I'm not. I have to say, no, I'm not a cop. That's steel handgun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, it worked. I guarantee it worked. And if he was to get into some confrontation, you're impersonating a police officer. No, I'm not. Read it. Can't you read? Does it say cop? It says steel handgun license. I was wanting to try to find one that says constitutional carry, but I haven't found one yet. I'm sure they will.
Right. Yeah, really? Yeah. I'm sure there's one out there.
Yeah.
God. It's a marketable item.
And I've proved it. I've proved it. It works. Okay? You go into a convenience store around your neck. Oh, you're a cop. The cop's police is here, you know? It's fucking funny, man, how people have been indoctrinated like that. I think it's great because it keeps me safe. You know? Keeps me safe. Hell yeah.
I'll tell you something funny.
I've seen where... In particular movies where just a normal person will have a badge or whatever, and they'll go, okay, you know, I'm this guy, right? And goes, can you prove what you are? Boom. Shows you the badge, flips it over, shows you the ID, bingo. know, and now he's impersonating. He may or may not be impersonating a cop, but that's not what it is. It's usually it's the badge says, it's like your badge. It says something different, but nobody asked to see it up close, generally speaking.
It could say that I'm the best pussy eater in the goddamn country. But as long as nobody looks at it that close, okay, they naturally assume it's some type of law enforcement. It's crazy. I mean, I've proven it, you know. And especially down here now with constitutional carry that you don't have to conceal the weapon anymore, they think you're a cop. You see, I got a gun belt. I got a gun. I got handcuffs hanging off of it. I got speed loaders. It's fucking typical cop belt. Oh, he's a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I ain't gonna fuck with him.
Yeah,
oh, no. Get away, you know.
Oh, they don't even care. They see the badge, they see the belt, they see the handcuffs and stuff like that, and they don't even care to take a good look at you and say, all right, he's almost 60, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he's almost 60 and whatever, and it's like, okay, fine. You know, you may very well have 60-year-old sheriffs or cops, but not generally. I mean, after a while, you get to the point of where you shouldn't be able to do it. Like one of my uncles was a deputy sheriff, but he was a deputy sheriff well into his 70s, early 80s, right? And sheriffs didn't care. I mean, he did a fine job, whatever. Until
for that
he
matter,
got beat
you...
up.
Yeah.
Until he got beat
for
up.
For that matter.
He was doing. He was a jailer, and he got beat up and stuff like that, and by people that weren't from here. You know, they transferred him in from another a jail or whatever, and. And I've told you this story. He's been there for a while doing his job, and he got beat up by these people that were transferred into it to the point of where it was it got so bad, John, that the people that were the usuals here, the people that knew him, that had liked him, the inmates that liked him and knew him, were actually gonna freaking kill these other inmates that beat him up, you know, and it's like they had to get rid of these guys and send them away, or else they would have been killed. Because
I've heard
the
of that. I've heard of that on prisons and stuff that the inmates like the guards and everything and. They'll go in there. I remember reading one time that one of the guards had a heart attack right in the main room, and there was a bunch of prisoners went over there and started helping him, you know, and guarding him from the rest of the idiots.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't want to work in a prison system, no, thank you, but, you know.
Well, I mean, he's been there for, I don't know, 30 years, 40 years, whatever it was, and some of these guys have been in and out and in and out, and it's like, okay, you go back in, and he's still there, and they know him, they like him, you know. I mean, yeah, recidivism rates and all that shit, but that's not the point. The point is they like them so much that, like I said, when these other guys that transferred in from, like, Baton Rouge or wherever they transferred in from that didn't know him, got a hold of him, beat him up, and, well, we know what happened there. Now, after that, he ended up, he finally retired after that incident because he figured, well, I'm 80 years old and it's time, you know. But up until then, he probably would have worked into his mid-80s if he had his druthers, you know? He wouldn't.
Well,
for him, For him, it was an easy job, right?
Well, yeah, until you run across some of these motherfuckers that are lifers in there, and they don't care, and they kill his ass. Well, what the hell? I'm in here for life, so why not? Kill your ass, so what? And there's a lot of them in there like that, unfortunately. But that's
well, that was the deal. A lot of the people that were in there, again, that were the lifers that are in there, that were the lifers that knew him,
oh, yeah.
They liked him. It was just these people that got transferred in that didn't know him. Didn't like him, didn't know him, didn't care. So it's like, okay, we don't care whether or not we beat you up. You're law enforcement and we're the bad guys, right? That's how it is. That's how it usually is. They came into a complicated situation where the vast majority of the inmates at this jail like the guy, like my uncle, you know, or let me call him my great uncle, because it was my dad's uncle, you know. But that's the deal. When the majority of the inmates in the jail like you, you got it made. You can work there, basically, forever. You know, as a jailer or whatever.
But then there's your bad ones out there. Like I read, happened last week. Some trooper came up on this car that was going to assist this guy on the side of the car. Car broke down or whatever. And the trooper walks up to him, and the guy jumps out of his car and pulls out a .44 Magnum and shoots him in the chest.
Yep.
Bullet vest stopped it, stopped the bullet, and he returned fire, killing him. Go look it up. That's crazy people right there. They're all stupid, all crazy. That would be kind of stupid and crazy, you know. But the guy lived because, you know, the vest stopped it. And I said a bulletproof vest will stop everything up to a .44, well, including a .44 Magnum for pistol rounds anyway. That proves it. Yep. There's some crazy some bitches out there, I'm telling you. They're getting bad. It ain't going to get any better, either.
Okay, guys, earlier on tonight, there was an interior explosion at Dow Chemical down here, not just about 5 or 6 miles away from where I live. And we got a warning to turn off the air conditioning because it's chemicals, right? Well, the thing was that it was a warning for only a half hour, you know, a half a mile away, which means it was an interior explosion, you know, and they basically were able to contain that thing. But that stuff happens at these chemical plants, right? It happens.
If I lived close to one of them things, I'd have me a chemical gas mask hanging on in every fucking room. Every room. Yep. I'd have one on the lawnmower. I'd have one in the car. Okay? I'd have one in the garage. Anywhere with it could be get to within seconds. Because that stuff they process down there, hell, it'd kill you in seconds. You get a good whiff of it.
Yep.
This shit is dangerous. Very dangerous.
Yeah.
Even if I had a pet turtle, I'd have a fucking apparatus for that pet turtle. So,
you know. Yep. Ron's still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh.
I was getting ready to close the show. You guys are rattling on, so I'll let you go. I'm going to back out of here. I don't know about you guys, want to hang out, whatever. But I'm going to back out. So, you guys, when we keep talking,
I guess we'll see you later on tonight, I guess. It'll be tonight.
Yep, tonight.
Hey, later on tonight.
Yep. Hey, it was 104, and it felt like 112 today.
God damn. We was like that yesterday. We was hotter than a motherfucker here. Yeah, buddy. Today wasn't so bad. We had a lot of cloud coverage shit.
Well, the wind, you know, the wind was blowing here. It was blowing, you know, 15, 20 miles an hour, but it was like a blowing out of a hairdryer.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Hot wind. Yeah.
Fuck. Jeez. I feel for you. I feel for you, man. Well, hey, all right, let me throw this song up here and get out of here. So I will see you guys later on tonight. All right.
All right.
So see you tonight, guys. All right. Have a good one. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thank you, everybody else. Rock on, man.
Bye-bye.
Later, nutcases. Later, nutcases.
I'll fly.